This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome. It is so nice to have you with us on Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. You know, I always knew that there is something about CBD that we still have not uncovered. And today on this show, you will hear firsthand what I'm talking about. Because what if we could match the kind of CBD you're taking to the bioavailability of your own genetic makeup? Sounds like science fiction. Sounds like it's impossible to do. Guess what? It's not. Dr. John Torrance is with us, president of Vertical Bioscience, and they are the bioscience branch of the largest seed-to-sale cannabis CBD company. I'm so fascinated by this, and I welcome you to the program, Doctor.
Thank you so much to be here. So great to be here.
Okay. So, I meet a lot of people that say, you know what, I would love to try the CBD again, but it didn't work when I tried it the first time. And I'm sure you hear this all the time as well in your line. Why is it not working?
There could be a number of reasons why it's not working. So the first thing everybody has to be aware of is that, you know, now that CBD is, you know, you can buy it in stores, there are all sorts of snake oil salesmen out there just putting CBD in things and hoping you'll buy it. But consumers won't keep buying it if it's not working. So if you've had that experience, you've taken CBD and you said, well, this didn't do anything for me, I'm not going to do it again, there's a few things you might want to try. Right. So the first thing is that CBD is, the first thing you should remember is that you can't take it in water. So if anybody says I've got a good CBD water for you, that's baloney right off the bat, because CBD doesn't dissolve in water. It could disperse in water, but it is like putting a drop of olive oil in water, right? It's never going to mix up like that.
Never going to mix up.
But there's a couple things you should think of. One is your own body's makeup, your own genetic profile, right? So one of the benefits of understanding what your genetics are is that you can avoid adverse reactions. So if you're genetically predisposed to having sleep problems in the first place, and you take some formulation, some ratio of CBD to THC that doesn't work for you, it could be just because of your body's genetics. You're predisposed to not react to these cannabinoids in a certain way. So that's one thing, and we'll talk about that in a second. The other is the method of intake. So it's very different if you take it in the pill form versus if you vape it versus if you rub it on your skin or if you take it in a little sublingual tab. So all of those methods of delivery are really important. If you take it in a pill, it has to get absorbed and digested through your body. So let's just say the pill goes into your mouth at 100%, and by the time your digestive tract does what it does and the liver kind of cleans it out, you're only going to get about 4 to 6% of that CBD that's available to your blood. Versus if you vape it, it goes into your lungs, the heat decarboxylates it, and it's 100% bioavailable right in your blood. So there's a lot of nuances to that.
Okay. So for people that don't like vaping, are drops more effective and efficient than the pills, the capsules?
Yeah. So if you do take a tincture, right, an oil-based tincture, and you put it under your tongue, the important thing to remember is you've got to hold it there for about 60 seconds. Because your body's not absorbing it after you swallow it, because your stomach kills it, your liver kills it. The way it's getting absorbed is through the tissues under your tongue. So it's going through the what they call the oral mucosal tissue into your bloodstream. So holding it under your tongue for a few minutes, that's the way to get it. If you swallow it right away, you're missing the benefit.
Has to go under the tongue in a tincture.
Yep, and hold it there for about a minute, and that's the way it'll get absorbed. You can swish it around in your mouth. The point is that as long as it's being in contact with the tissues inside your mouth or under your tongue, that's how it's getting absorbed. It's not getting absorbed once you swallow it into your stomach.
So, Dr. Torrens, this is so critical. Why are we not hearing more about this?
Well, because there's not a lot of science, right? So up until last year, hemp was illegal. So there's not a lot of good research, and the research that's out there is based on the plants that the government did approve, and those are hard to access anyway. So we're just now starting to see research come out. Now, countries like Israel have been doing this for decades,
right.
So we can use what they've done. But, yeah, there's just not a lot of good science out there. So there's plenty of studies about, you know, that have to do with one or two people with very specific formulations, and there's great evidence that says, hey, there could be something here. But we don't have the sophistication in the studies that we need to be able to say, if you take this, that will happen.
Okay, so let's go back to my genes. Not the ones I'm wearing, but the ones I was born with.
Right.
My genetic makeup.
Mm-hmm.
How do I know if... Because one of the things that has happened over the years is that everyone that comes on the show, all the doctors and practitioners and people that are much more knowledgeable than I could ever imagine in CBD, the world of CBD, have shared, there's something called the sweet spot. So my sweet spot may not be the same as your sweet spot, and it probably isn't. So my endocannabinoid system could need a lot of CBD, and yours doesn't. And so as of today, it's trial and error. Is that still the same? And if that's not the same, how does our genetic makeup come into this?
That's a great question, and that's a big topic that we're trying to figure out. So the one reason, we're just getting started with it, right? So you know, one reason that we could both have different reactions, right? So say you and I both have anxiety, okay? And you take a tincture formulated, you know, in a 4-to-1 ratio, 4 parts CBD to 1 part THC, or maybe you just take all CBD, and I take the exact same tincture. We're going to have different reactions, and it's not just because of our age and weight and gender. It's because of exactly like what you mentioned is our endocannabinoid system. So if one of us, say it's me, I have a genetic predisposition where my body, I'm very active in there's an enzyme called FA, a fatty acid amino hydrolase. And what FA does is it eats up the endocannabinoids that are in our system and it kind of takes them back. So if my FA is overactive and I don't have a lot of endocannabinoids in my system, I'm going to react differently, right? So the CBD that I take is going to allow those endocannabinoids to stay in my system longer because FA will be less active. That's one of the effects of CBD. Whereas for you, maybe that's not the case. Or say we take a tincture with a THC to CBD ratio, and I've been a habitual marijuana smoker for a while, I'm going to be more, I guess, sensitized to that, so it's not going to work quite as well for me, right? So
right.
There's a great company, a great website out there. It's called Endocanna Health, E-N-D-O-Canna, C-A-N-N-A, Health. I have no financial interest in it, no relationship to it. I just know the company. I've actually done it myself. What you can do is take your 23andMe data and upload it to their website, or you can order a buccal swab kit and, you know, swab your cheek and send it back, and they will send you a report that tells you how your body is likely to react to different cannabinoid formulations based on the problem you're trying to solve. So they'll tell you if your problem is anxiety, you are much more likely to feel an effect with this formulation than you are over that formulation.
Wow.
Not perfect, right? But it is probably the closest thing to where we want to be that I've seen yet. And there's a lot of really good benefits of it. The biggest one is that you want to avoid adverse reactions. Right.
Right.
So what you want is to take your CBD formulation and feel the benefit of it and not feel sick or itchy or nauseous or worse yet, have it affect the medication you're already taking. And Endocana Health, their platform and their service is a really great way to, you know, if you've never taken CBD before and you're a little bit nervous about it and you just want to go in gently and want to say, hey, how can I avoid an adverse reaction and what kind of formulation is best for me based on what I'm experiencing, it's a really good place to go.
I love this. Thank you so much for that tip. We have a lot more. We have another segment with the doctor. And give us the best. Dr. John Torrance is our guest today, president of Vertical Bioscience. And what's the best website?
That's Vertcos, VERTCOS.com.
We'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Joining me in a fascinating conversation, Dr. John Torrens, president of Vertigo Bioscience. And it's such a pleasure. This has been eye-opening, really wonderful information, because we're talking about how to find the right way to use CBD with your individual genetics. And because it's important for all of us to understand the distinctions between the different products. So we've been hearing an awful lot about smoking CBD. What are your thoughts on that, Doctor?
Well, smoking hemp cigarettes for the CBD is certainly it'll be available to your blood because you'll smoke it, it'll go right into your lungs. And it's a way to take it. Although if you're having health problems, they say you've got, you know, any kind of lung or respiratory issue, of course, smoking anything is not what you want to do. So it's a way to get it, although there's certainly more healthful ways to get CBD into your system than smoking it.
Yeah, I would think so. So tell us the delivery systems, the different ways that you can. Just reevaluate what you had shared with us in the first segment.
Sure thing. So the most common way, or the most popular way that people know about, is to smoke it, and that involves lighting it up and incinerating it, and a lot of other things besides just the CBD enter your lungs. But the CBD gets absorbed, and that's what most people think of when they think of hemp cigarettes or marijuana.
Right.
You also vape the oils, and vaping
Want to make the distinction that you will not get high from hemp. I just want to make that distinction.
That is correct, right? So there's no psychoactive effect in hemp, or if you're just smoking a hemp cigarette, there's very little, almost non-detectable THC in it, so that's not going to give you a high. That's correct.
Okay.
And it's the same for the hemp oils if you're going to vape them. So if you're vaping a hemp oil extract with no THC in it, you'll have no psychoactive effect and it'll be fine. Now, the same thing applies if you're having respiratory problems. Vaping may not be the way to go either. And the other problem with vapes is that there's been studies that show that the battery and the vape cartridge really matter, because you could be vaping in heavy metals into your lungs based on the quality of the cartridge and the pen. And if you're not sure where the oil was sourced from, it could have things in it that you may or may not want in your body. So if you're going to use vape oils, make sure you get the oils from a trusted source, and that you know the pen and the cartridge that you're using are certified and not from a foreign country that maybe doesn't have good controls on quality. So that's smoking and vaping, and those all go right into your lungs, immediately bioavailable because it gets into your blood.
Okay.
And you've got other ways to do it. So we talked about the tincture earlier. It's usually an oil-based tincture you put under your tongue, swish it around in your mouth, and it gets absorbed through the tissues in your mouth. So it gets into your blood through those tissues. And that's the key, is that you want this compound to get into your blood. As soon as you swallow it, it's basically not bioavailable to you.
So what about...
By the time your digestive tract does its thing, it's not.
What about gummies? Those are really big right now.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
so
edibles.
Those are ingestibles or edibles, and those you'll chew those up. Maybe some of them will get absorbed through the tissues in your mouth, but then those are designed to be digested and metabolized through your normal digestive tract. And if you've ever done it with THC, it takes probably about an hour, maybe a little bit longer, to feel the effects. And the same goes for CBD, because it's got to work its way through your system and then get into your blood. So you won't feel the effects of it probably for about an hour. and the effects might be minimized, so you're going to have to take a pretty high dosage. So if you're taking CBD, depending on what you're taking it for, you probably want to take 5 to 10 milligrams, maybe more, just to feel the effect because your body's going to digest it and deteriorate it. So those are gummies. And the same thing goes for anything you ingest. So it's a gummy, a mint, a cookie, but whatever it is that you're going to swallow. And it's generally considered the slowest way to absorb it. Now, I will say I've read a couple of interesting studies where what you mix the CBD with really matters. So, for example, if you take a pill, a gel cap, that's mixed with an LCT oil, a long-chain triglyceride oil, it largely bypasses that liver absorption, and about 80% of it will get to your blood. Whereas if you take it with an MCT oil, a medium-chain triglyceride oil, it will get absorbed, and the liver will destroy most of it, and you'll end up with less than 10% in your blood. So there's a lot of nuance, and it really matters what you
Wow. So you really don't want to use anyone that's using the medium chain triglycerides are missing the boat here.
It does seem that way. I mean, again, we can't show definitive evidence, but there's some research that suggests that you want that LCT instead of MCT for sure. And then the final absorption method that we can talk about is the topical, right? So you would rub it on your skin. So you could use a cream or an ointment, and usually people use that for pain. So you put it right at the point of pain. If you've got inflammation or something, you put it there. Or a lot of people are starting to use transdermal patches. So and these have been used, a lot of people use these for menstrual cramping or back pain or neck pain, and you would take the patch, you'd put it at the point where you want to get the relief, and you leave it there for the day. And those are the main forms of absorption.
So one of the things that we're covering with Dr. John Torrens today, and this is really the important piece of this story, is that there are so many varieties depending on what your personal choice is. For people that need fast relief, then probably the vaping sounds like it would be the most effective. But with tinctures, many people are not aware that if you hold it under the tongue for at least 60 seconds, it will have a better shot at getting absorbed into your body. And then, if you want more information about how your body will react, you shared with us about the Endocana Health site, which actually will take your swab, your DNA, and look at it and see what's going to work best for you.
Right.
Very, very, very powerful information, because it's this information, I think, that will make people understand the proper way to take CBD.
Right, and there's no, like I said, there's really, we're not there yet, right? We've studied Tylenol or Advil, like we know what that does to your body, we know exactly what it does. With CBD, we're still in the very early stages of understanding. And I should also say, too, that CBD by itself, or CBD isolate, CBD in isolation, is good. There's certainly things that it'll do for you. But generally speaking, when you take it with other cannabinoids, if you take what they call a full or a broad spectrum hemp extract, that's generally going to give you better results, because there's this synergistic effect. Some people call it the entourage effect, but in pharmaceutical drugs, it's just called the synergistic effect. When you take CBD along with the other minor cannabinoids like CBG, CBN, CBC, when it's all mixed together, they're able to do what they do much more effectively than if you just take an isolated cannabinoid.
Well, this has been quite the education we've all needed and has been missing in this field, and I'm so thrilled you came on with us today, Dr. John Torrens. Give us the website, please, of how people can find out more about Vertical Bioscience.
www.vertcos.com, and that's vertcos.com.
Thank you so much. And we'll be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Frankie Boyer. You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
Peace up. Peace A-Town.
And welcome back. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer. And joining us now is a doctor that has been a nutritional physician for many, many years, and has really and truly changed the way we look at herbs. He has given talks all over this world. He has written over 20 books on natural healing. His research and writings have led to countless cures and discoveries. And what a pleasure to have Dr. Cass Ingram, one of North America's leading experts on the health benefits and disease prevention model. And I'm so excited. Your new book is out, and it is all about CBD. It's called the, well, cannabis, actually. It's called the Cannabis Cure. And it's been way too long, Dr. Cass Ingram. Welcome.
Hey, how you been? Long time no see, old friend.
Yes, yes, yes. So what led you into this new world of cannabis, doctor?
People were saying that their children with epilepsy, mothers were reporting to me, were benefiting from some form of cannabis therapy. And they were fighting the good fight of trying to make it more available. So I thought, well, why don't I help it, and research and produce a book that maybe the mass media could interview me about, and I could talk to the general public about cannabis and its history, its medicinal properties. And looking into the research in Victorian times, it was one of the drugs in the doctor's black bag, cannabis indica extract, usually an ethanolic extract. And that would be in every doctor's black bag from about 1880 to 1930, 35.
Yeah.
So what happened to it? You know, it was just it was a natural medicine being used for pain, inflammation, for nervous disorders, for stress. Why can't we be dispensing such a thing?
They
weren't smoking it, you know?
Exactly.
They were taking it.
So you're saying in your new book that some of the issues that can be helped, and you say you want to build up the cannabinoid level. Explain to us what that means, by the way.
Well, the body is always trying to build up its own cannabinoid levels through the endocannabinoid system. It's synthesizing them from natural substances that we eat. You know, basically, the fatty acids in meat and poultry, fish, and in some plant matter, the body's converting that arachidonic acid to cannabinoid. The cannabinoid goes to the endocannabinoid receptors. The body's trying to do it. And so whatever is a cannabinoid is actually a feel-goody. So, you know, people smoke pot for a reason. They're not just going to rebel against the government. They're getting something out of it. Similarly,
right.
When you use the industrial hemp, what we're talking about now is the extract, which is, I think, pretty much universally legal.
Yes.
The extract is more effective than smoking. And so you're going to feed the endocannabinoid system with that. But it's not just that. Cinnamon is rich in cannabinoid. So is cloves, black pepper, basil, rosemary, sage, and oregano. And it, like I said, everything that we love is a cannabinoid. Are you going to have a salad without a little crushed black pepper? Are you going to have oregano, a pizza without oregano? Are you crazy?
Right.
Are you going to have cappuccino without a bit of cinnamon? And how much do you use? Are you going to make stuffing without sage? Are you going to make a lamb without rosemary?
Probably not.
All of those, Frankie Boyer, my friend, give you a good experience, and you don't even know it. They are actually increasing your sort of feel-goody response in your body. We love those things.
We
would never bake apple pie without cinnamon and cloves.
No, never. All right, so what's the difference? Clarify, if you would, please. Cannabis, marijuana, and hemp. Because it all gets melted together.
There seems to be two subspecies. The cannabis, marijuana one, and the cannabis sativa industrial agricultural hemp. There's really only two things. Hemp, when we say hemp, we really mean industrial agricultural hemp. When we say cannabis, we tend to think of marijuana. In Victorian times, they used the marijuana plant and extracted that. In modern times, because of the laws and so forth, the cannabis that's available for people to consume, or the hemp oil, is extracted almost exclusively from agricultural hemp. Agricultural hemp has a low THC. Marijuana hemp has a high THC. Other than that, there aren't that many differences. The agricultural hemp grows to be 10 feet tall. Marijuana hemp grows to be 4 feet tall. That's why they call it pot, 3 feet, 2 feet. They grow it in a pot, indoors, you see. So you just have to draw the line. I mean, you're going to get plenty of good benefits from agricultural hemp. You don't have to have the THC experience, which can cause nausea. It can be habituating.
Yeah,
it can cause,
yeah.
You know, issues.
A lot of issues. You're not a big fan of it.
The book does not promote marijuana.
No.
The book, I don't deny the marijuana its value. It has medicinal properties. But I'm not trying to be a second PR firm for the marijuana industry. My objective is to tell what hemp has been used for historically, both marijuana and industrial. Let it out there. And my preference is the non-THC material. It does plenty of good. Now, let me just tell you, though, historically. There's an old Arabic proverb about the 11th century that the scholars of the time said, if you want to take an intellectual dense dummy and turn him into an intellectual powerhouse, make him chew a nip of hashish every day. Now, think about that. Just... they have a ball of hashish, which is raw resin of marijuana. They just take a bite, chew on it, or they chew on some leaves, and it gives them something for their nervous system. It gives them enough cannabinoid that they notice a difference. Case history, me. So I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. It's just that it's addictive, and people go crazy, and they overdo it, and so forth. But it has medicinal properties. Now, I didn't need that. I used industrial hemp. And I improved my creativity phenomenally to such a degree that I'm writing 2-3 books a year, or either I finish them or I'm working on them. I'm writing a 1,000-page textbook. I've been wanting to write it for 20 years. And I'm touring the country doing lectures and doing a multiplicity of radio shows and TV shows, 5 times my workload ever since I got on this stuff. I mean, it's done something for me.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, no, I mean, but you also say that in the book and the research that you've done, and as a doctor, you understand the need to be very thorough and giving us the facts, all the facts.
Well, I do, and especially now product. Now, people are listening to me saying I could do with more creativity and more workload and more interesting benefits like more concentration, and I could do with the other things, better sleep and controlling my nerves and the epilepsy, of course, anxiety and depression, addictions, helping getting off the addictive drugs and the opiates. I could do with some of that. These are all things I've seen Parkinson's, tremors. I've seen the benefits myself in giving it to people. But you want to get the crude extract then, you know. If you want to get into the CBD thing, you're going to be isolated to a heavily extracted, heat-treated product that has a small, narrow window of efficacy. You want the better benefits, long-term, the kind I'm getting, you got to get the crude extract from the cannabis. Just like the old guy in the Arabic times said, Islamic times, chew on it just a little bit, and you're going to be more creative. He was eating raw resin. I discovered, and me alone, that the raw hemp is far more powerful than when they decarboxylate it, heat it, and make CBD. So I'm just using the hempenol. It's the only raw crude material out there. It drops under the tongue. One form has oregano, which is the best one for pain and inflammation. The other one is hempenol CF, no oregano. That's better maybe for kids and people who don't want the oregano experience.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, we're almost out of time. Give us the website, please, for the book and more information.
Go to AmericanWildFoods.com. You can see the books and the products. AmericanWildFoods.com. Cassinger.com. Hempanol PM, also look for that, for knocking you out with the hops along with the cannabis, for knocking you into oblivion. I use it at night so I can sleep. That's why I wrote 30 books. I'm an insomniac.
Thank you so much, Doctor. Okay, always a pleasure.
Okay, keep in touch.
Yes, I will. And we'll be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey. Stay tuned.
Go ahead, be gone with it. 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 Go ahead, be.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. And this is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational or odyssey. Joining me now is president of Cannabis Radio Network, Jake Ganim. And Jake, welcome. It's nice to have you with us. So you have a network of lots of different shows. One of them is a show that you are on. And tell us a little bit about the network and your show in particular.
We do have a network of more like different genres of show within the cannabis industry. I do a show called Your Average Joe Grow. It's a weekly show on all of our different social media platforms, and it is basically a step-by-step. I show people how to grow from home. We also bring on a variety of different guests that are in the cannabis, business with different growing techniques, and we really just want to make it easy for people. I know it's kind of a new thing for a lot of people with growing, and my goal is really to show people that anybody can do this, and you can do it from the comfort of your own home. It's a very simple thing to do. It's just like anything else, it's just steps, and giving the plant some love.
We don't talk a lot about the actual THC plants. So this is, for many of us, this is a whole new conversation. We focus so much on CBD, but we need to talk about that there are many people out there that need the entourage effect, that need both the CBD and the THC in their products. And so and then there are many, because it's legal in the state of Massachusetts where we are to grow cannabis. And so a lot of people are like thinking, oh, it's going to cost me too much money and I don't even know how to get started. So that's how this show came about. And also people that are sick that want to get some relief. And you're allowed to grow in this state. How many plants are you allowed to have? I think six.
So you are you're legally allowed to grow six plants per household, depending on how many people you have within the house. But typically it's about six plants per household, and we're coming up on summertime now, and like you just said, the big thing is with a lot of people is they think it's going to cost a ton of money. And it can. It depends on how you want to grow it. If you want to grow it inside, your biggest bill is going to be your electric bill. But with summertime among us, all you really need is some really good dirt, especially if you're someone new to this. I would recommend getting like a super soil, which has all the nutrients and ingredients that you need to grow a very medicinal plant that is going to give you all the benefits you're looking to get. And one of the things we like to do is we have, part of our company over here is we have a discount card. And it's more or less like the AAA cannabis card where we have about 100 plus partner stores on there. And with my show, I have a lot of grow shops, seed companies, lighting, anything that you need to grow a successful plant, we can get you a discount on all of your supplies. So with outside growing, typically all you really need is a super soil, some seeds, and some good old sunshine. And you can grow. It's very easy to do. And that's what I like to show and teach people on the show is that anybody can do this. And you can have fun while you're doing it along the way as well. It's a really therapeutic thing.
And you actually show people, because you're live on Facebook, so people can actually see and understand more clearly what you're talking about, correct?
That is correct. We're coming up on, I believe this is going to be season 4 that we're coming up on. I just finished up our Inside Grow. We actually have our Harvest Show coming up this Tuesday at 7 p.m. right on the Cannabis Radio Network Facebook page and also the Average Show Facebook page. And, you know, if they can go back in the videos, and it's, I like to start from seed to harvest. And each week, there's little steps that you need to do and maintain to make sure that your plant's healthy. And the end result of what you do is, you know, you're happy with it.
I think it's great that you're doing this. I think it's important for people that have been wanting to do a plant to try it out. And as I said, you take people step by step by step, and you give them information that they can use. And what was it about this industry and about this plant that drew you to it? And why did you want to grow your own?
Well, let's see. I mean, growing up, both my parents, they were both big into gardening in general. And I always just kind of had a passion for just growing plants. And basically, I had some mentors probably about 10 years ago that had just got started into growing. And it was kind of like, whoa, you're building a pot plant kind of thing. And I saw the process and saw that it was very doable. And at the same time, just working with the plants, it was just very enjoyable for me. It was kind of like a meditation almost in a sense. And it's just fun to see a small little seed just turn into this robust, beautiful plant. And I mean, from seed to finish, it takes you about four and a half months. So if you're listening right now and you're looking to maybe do some outside growing, I would suggest, you know, get your seed started right now. And we have seeds available if need be. And we do the shows, and I show people step by step. But I also, you know, people message me all day long and always ask me questions. I'm always here to help and give some input. I mean, there's a lot of things that can go wrong with growing, but there's also a lot of things that can go right with it. And it's just like anything else. If you do it step by step by step, and you love the plant and you're on top of it every single day, you're going to do well with it. It's really not too difficult once you get into it.
Once you understand it and all of that, and then you show people how to dry it. It has to be dried, correct? It has to be hung up like dried flowers almost.
Correct. Yes. So a lot of it, you know, just in general with growing, the main thing is going to be climate control. So once you harvest your plant, it's the same thing. And this is a step that when I first started growing, that I make mistakes with. And when you're drying a plant, once you cut it down, you want to have your humidity right around 60% within the room it's in. You want to have it within a dark room. And you really want to go for a slow dry. Or they say 60 degrees for temperature, 60% humidity, a dark room. You have a fan.
And Jake is going to, we're out of time, but Jake will be back. And because we're partnering together, and so we're going to be able to work together. And I am so excited. And for more information, Jake, give the radio website and how people can find out more.
You can find us right at CannabisRadioNetwork.com. Our Facebook page is at CRN Broadcasting. Is how you find our Cannabis Radio Network page. And then Average Joe Grow on Facebook are our main entities. And we have get in contact with us. We'd be happy to help you guys out.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Jake. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. We thank you for being with us. And as always, smile.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.